the love no empire can own. Set me as a seal on your heart, as a seal on your arm, for love is strong as death. Song of Solomon. Chapter 8, verse 6, World English Bible. Ancient Near Eastern seals were not decorative trinkets. A seal carried its owner's identity and authority. It authenticated decisions and guarded what was precious. Some were worn near the heart on a cord, others upon the hand or arm. The woman therefore asks for more than affection. Let my presence shape both your inner loyalties and your outward actions. Mind. God's covenant love seeks the same wholeness. Christ will not be cherished privately while being denied publicly. He seals the heart and lays claim to the arm, desire and deed, worship and work, Sunday and Monday. The Hebrew phrase translated, a very flame of the Lord, is Shalabeth Yah. The ending Yah is the shortened divine name found in Hallelujah. Some scholars understand it as a superlative, the mightiest flame. But the wording also hints that faithful love bears God's own fire. This is not the blaze of passing appetite. It is holy love, fierce against whatever destroys communion, yet incapable of treating the beloved as property. That distinction illuminates the surprising movement into the vineyard scene. Solomon's vineyard is measured in silver, leased to keepers, and valued by its revenue. Yet the woman declares, "My own vineyard is before me," World English Bible. The poem places these words soon after saying that anyone who tried to purchase love would be scorned. Solomon can price a vineyard, he cannot price her. In chapter 1, she lamented that she had not kept her own vineyard. Here, at the poem's end, she has recovered it. Her family once discussed her future as though she were absent, a wall to decorate or a door to barricade. But now she speaks for herself. I am a wall. Biblical maturity is not the death of desire. It is desire joined to dignity, boundaries, and peace. The Hebrew shalom in verse 10 quietly echoes Solomon's name, yet true peace is not bestowed by royal possession. It is found where love recognizes a person rather than consuming a product. Christ's redeeming love never coerces the response it seeks. He gives himself to liberate us from every lesser owner. Even death, that great taker, meets in him a love equally strong, and through resurrection, stronger still. The chapter closes not with possession, but invitation. Come away, my beloved. Love remains alive, free, and expectant. Its final biblical echo is the church crying, "Come, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Suggested cross-references, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14, Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, Revelation chapter 22, verses 17 through 20. Suggested hymn, O love that wilt not let me go. Prayer. Lord Jesus, set your seal upon my hidden heart and my visible life. Free me from every love that buys, controls, or consumes. Kindle in me your unquenchable flame, and teach me to love with truth, courage, dignity, and holy desire. Until you come, keep my heart awake. Amen.